Don't forget you can follow Current State on Twitter at KAR Current State. I'm Mark Bayshore. The Summer Circle Theater at Michigan State University is entering its 54th season this week. And Current State Scott Pohl is here with a look at the schedule and a look ahead at the theater's plan for the future. Hi, Scott.
Hi, Mark. It's a good morning to be here with you. Summer Circle Theater has been around for a long time. They put on student productions of plays outdoors around the MSU Auditorium and Fairchild Theater. I say around because the site has moved from time to time.
Okay.
This will be the last season, though, of that kind of nomadic existence. Work has begun on a permanent home for Summer Circle. I talked with Associate Professor of Theater Rob Rosnowski, who runs Summer Circle and wrote one of the plays on the schedule this year. We started with a look at What I Did Last Summer by A.R. Gurney. That's the play that kicks off the season on Wednesday night.
What I Did Last Summer takes place in 1945 on the lakes of Lake Erie. This family, the husband, the father, is off at the war, and the family's trying to deal with what it's like without a male influence in the family, and what the young boy, how he sort of rebels in that summer. And he meets a bohemian art teacher, and she opens his eyes to a different way of living. It's a really interesting play.
Detroit is by Lisa D'Amour, and so I want to talk about that specifically. Since it's called Detroit, there might be a special interest for Detroiters who are in the Lansing area this year. Tell me about Detroit.
Detroit is a very allegorical adult play. It's about people in the suburbs outside of a city that might be Detroit. And it's people living in a lovely home next to a house that's been abandoned. And how the people that move into that abandoned home, are they squatters? Are they people that own or rent the home? And so it's this mystery of the disintegration of the American dream, I think.
Detroit is June 18th to the 21st. Ruthless is on the schedule this year, starting on June 25th. Book and lyrics by Joel Paley and music by Marvin Laird. What's Ruthless about?
Ruthless is about 8-year-old Tina Denmark, who wants desperately to play the lead in her school musical of Pippi Longstocking. And it is a spoof of things like The Bad Seed and Gypsy and Valley of the Dolls. And it's this very campy, very funny musical about ambition and being ruthless in the business.
Do you have a child playing that role?
Yes, we do. She's a local student. So we have several people from the community in some of our shows in either older roles or younger roles.
The Summer Circle, as it's appropriately called, written by one Rob Rosnowski. Tell me about the Summer Circle. You wrote this. It's named for the Summer Circle Theater. Would that be correct?
That is correct. It's the entirely fictitious way in which Summer Circle Theater started. And it was written to be a companion piece to, or actually to present the opening of our new space, which won't happen until next year, but we decided to do it anyway. It's a bunch of kids that meet at a lake one summer and start to do free theater for people.
Now, the Summer Circle runs on several different pairs of nights, June 13th and 14th, the 20th and 21st, and the 27th and 28th. And then there's one last show that we need to talk about. It's called The Weird by Roberto Aguirre-Sacasa. Hoping I'm getting that right. The Weird. Tell me about this.
It's a collection of short one-act plays that are that combine horror movies with updated theatrical styles. So there's a 10-minute play about Rosemary's Baby that's a mix of Edward Albee and Rosemary's Baby. There's a play that's sort of a swamp thing that meets Tennessee Williams. So it's really interesting. That's a late night show as well. And so there's the kids show at 6:30, then a main stage show at 8, and then a late night show at 10. And so you can sit here and watch free theater for several hours. I just love it.
Three shows in one night, a triple feature.
Exactly. And you'll see actors, you know, in different shows and different styles in the same night. It's very fun.
It is important to point out that some of the late night shows aren't appropriate for the kids, and that's why they're late night, I suppose. But
exactly.
If you bring the kids, it might be time to take them home before those shows begin.
That's correct.
All right. Is there a theme to this year's shows uniting these programs?
Well, it was... This season was chosen to celebrate the opening of the new stage. That's not happening this year. So the theme was sort of moving forward about, you know, celebrating the idea and art of theater. So that's what the thematic tie is.
All right. Now I want to clarify for people, being student productions largely in the summer. And we've talked about this in the past, but refresh my memory about casting student productions in the summer. Lots of students go home for the summer. Do we have some actors in more than one of these shows? How does that play out when you're casting the Summer Circle programs?
Sure. Summer Circle has become a tradition in the department. People love to be part of it. Not only are the students paid, but they're also doing several shows at once. So the rehearsal schedule is a nightmare, as you can imagine, rehearsing five shows and opening them within 3 weeks of each other. So the students are all, it's one of a coveted role, I think, to be in Summer Circle. It's a tradition here.
Well, we're standing on this year's site, which is the last summer that Summer Circle Theater will be in. You'd have to say a temporary site because it has moved around over the years.
Exactly.
We have a small stage that's been built between the MSU auditorium and a couple of set of bleacher seats. There's also room for folding chairs and that sort of thing for folks who want that kind of comfort level when they come to Summer Circle Theater. But this is the last year that it's going to be moving around, and I know that you're excited about the new permanent construction that's underway that we're going to go see. But is there also a little melancholy about the last time you're going to work under these circumstances? It's okay to say no.
I'm going to say no to that. That's okay. Only because, I mean, it really is just this, being my 10th year here, it's noticing, you know, just the bugs and the actual infrastructure that we have to create each summer, you know what I mean, is just really takes a lot of time away from when we could be doing good work in the theater or in the show. So no, I'm not really that sad about that, but because I think the new space is so interesting.
And being between the auditorium and the Red Cedar River, it comes with the perils of mosquitoes and traffic going by. I can see the famous MSU Rock off in the distance. Lots of traffic around Summer Circle shows when people don't even know what's going on over here.
That's true. It's amazing to me that people don't know, because it's been going on for such a long time. And to me, you see the same people every summer coming. It's such a tradition, and such an East Lansing tradition. So, yeah, it's pretty amazing when people don't know about this great free theater.
Well, I'll just make it clear to people that it's on the south side of the auditorium building between the auditorium and the Red Cedar River. Now, we are not too far from the construction site of the permanent Summer Circle Theater location. Let's start with the whole process of getting that going, including raising money to do it, the funding for it and everything. It's obvious why you wanted such a site, but what were some of the challenges that had to be overcome?
Well, I think the main one obviously was funding and getting, I think, the university to get on board with the plan, because it really happened quite quickly. You know, the plans were drawn up, and then we just started fundraising, and through several private donors as well as corporate donors and fundraising from the Friends of Theater, which is our group that is, you know, supports the theater here. It's really been a quick process, actually. So it should be done. The stage should be done sometime this summer, not in time for the opening. But yeah, it's been a difficult thing. We're still seeking funds, finishing it, so we're still ready to accept anyone's donation to help out there.
Well, let's take a walk and see what's there at this point and look forward to the future.
So yeah, this is the, it's going to be in the courtyard in front of the Kresge Art Building and right by the entrance to the Fairchild Theater in the auditorium. So it's right there in that plaza. So we sort of call it an arts corridor between art and theater.
Well, there's that unmistakable construction sound, Rob.
Yes, exactly. That's music to my ears.
Well, Rob, here we are on the east side of the building, which people will remember is the Fairchild Theater side of the auditorium building. And I see earth movers and work underway. Tell me what this design is going to look like when it's finished.
Absolutely. I think that one of the issues has been where we were, that it wasn't accessible to everyone. So this will be an accessible space to people with disabilities and older people. So that's one of the main primary reasons for creating this new courtyard. It will have a circle stage to represent, obviously, Summer Circle. And throughout it, there will be a mixture of porous ground cover as well as grass ground cover. So depending on what the weather and the day will be like, you can see they kept a lot of the trees to keep the integrity of the historic nature of it.
Are you saying that the productions will be in the round? There will be seating on all four sides?
No, just the stage is round. The seating will be, it's circular feel.
Semicircle.
Right? Semicircle, maybe, okay. If you want. Yeah.
And when you say that, is it cement? Is it seating cut into it in some fashion? How is the seating going to work?
The seating is both, there's both bench seating as well as people can keep bringing their, lawn chairs and things like that.
And what will you do for lighting? Will there be permanent lighting fixtures, or is that going to be temporary equipment that comes and goes as needed?
The equipment will be brought in and out for it, but there'll be places there to plug in to complete our infrastructure so we don't have to rebuild it every year.
Yeah. Will it have other uses besides Summer Circle Theater?
Absolutely. So this is part of, MSU now, so it can be lots of things. I would imagine, why not have a wedding out there?
But that's a great idea.
Right, totally. So I think it can be used for lots of things, concerts, and obviously its connection is so close to the art building, so there'll certainly be crossover in this arts corridor between the two buildings.
You can't wait.
I cannot wait. I'm very excited.
Will the seating capacity be similar to what we have now?
Exactly, yeah. The seating capacity, I think it'll be actually a little more intimate because those bleachers are so far back. But it'll be about 300 or 400 seats, and that's usually what we get each night at Summer Circle.
Rob Rosnowski of the MSU Department of Theater, great seeing you again. Good
great
luck with this year's Summer Circle, and we look forward to the new site next year.
Thank you so much.
For Current State, I'm Scott Pohl.